Welcome to the Taylor family and our friends joining us through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Elder John E. Ford is the pastor. I would like to wish all of our mothers a happy Mother's Day. May your day be filled with love, peace, and joy. God bless our mothers, and thank you for the sacrifices that you have made. Now I'm going to read the scripture, so I ask that you would stand. I'm going to be reading from Proverbs 31, 26 through 30. Proverbs 31, 26, 30. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen. Now we're going to have a Mother's Day poem read by Melissa Macy.
A Mother's Day poem for you. I say a Mother's Day prayer for you to thank you to the Lord above for blessing me with a lifetime of your tender-hearted love. I thank God for the caring you've shown me throughout the years, for the closeness we've enjoyed in time of laughter and in tears. And also, I thank you from the heart, for all you've done for me. And blessed the Lord for giving me the best mother there could be. Thank you.
Amen. So now we're going to have our sermon by our Deaconess Lillian Jones. But before we do, I didn't pray this morning, so I'm going to pray. Father God, we come to you, Lord, as humbly as we know how, God. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would touch us, Lord. Lord, be present today in our lives, Father. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would strengthen us, Lord, where we are weak, God. For you said, Lord, when we are weak, you are strong, made strong in us, God. So, God, today we ask that you would just lift us up today, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would touch each and every mother today, God. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would touch them in a special way today, God. Father, we ask, Lord, that even as we remember the mothers who've gone on, Father, we thank you, Lord, for those memories, God. So we just ask, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to bless us this day, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen us, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to guide us, Lord. Continue to guide each and every mother. Strengthen each and every mother today, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, because we know, Lord, that we can count on you today, God. So, God, we thank you, Lord. And we just look, God, to the hills today from whence cometh our help, God. Our help comes from you, God, which have made heaven and earth, God, and you have not allowed it to be moved, God. So, Father, we ask, Lord, that you will move through this service, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would touch the speaker of the hour, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would just bring a word, oh God, a word of comfort, a word to heal us, God, a word to deliver, God, a word to save today, God. God, we thank you, Lord. We know that you are faithful to us, God. And so we just thank you. We praise your name. We give you all the honor, God. We give you all the glory, God. And we thank you, Lord, because if it had not been, God, for you on our side, Lord, oh, where would we be, God? So we thank you, God. We thank you as we stand as mothers today, God. We thank you for blessing us, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you, Lord, when it was times when we were weak that you came to our rescue, oh God. So, Father, I just thank you. I just give you the praise, God. I give you the glory, oh God, because you are truly worthy of it, God. And we thank you, Lord, for all of these things, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Taylor family.
Good morning.
Facebook friends
and our YouTube viewers. We thank you for tuning in to our worship service on this beautiful Mother's Day morning. And to all the mothers, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day.
My mom, I honor her. She's such a beautiful mother. Actually, she's the best mom a kid could ever have. I thank God for his continued blessings over her life, that he continues to bless her with good health, that he gives her her daily strength, and that he bless her with long life. Amen. Amen. Our scripture this morning will be found in the book of St. John 15, 1 to 8. We stand in honor of God, those of you who are at home. St. John 15, 1 to 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch as is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning with grateful hearts, thanking you for the many blessings you've given us. Thank you for allowing us to celebrate yet another Mother's Day. Comfort and heal the hearts of your people whose mothers are no longer with us. Ease their pain and fill them with your everlasting love. I thank you once again, God, for this privilege to speak to your people. And I ask, and I'm asking that you speak through me and use this vessel for your glory. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated over the house. I will not be before you long on this Mother's Day morning. Our pastor took an extra 15 or more minutes on last Sunday for those of you who have reservations, you're good today. You'll make your dinner reservations on time this Sunday. Amen? Amen. Prayerfully, I'm not the only mom, but I desire to hurry home so that I can receive my gifts, my cards, my hugs, my love that's waiting for me as well. Moms, we deserve this day. Amen. Set aside for us to be appreciated. We go over and beyond the call of duty as moms. Amen. Taking care of our families. And I don't know about you, but I am enjoying this reaping season. Amen. Of receiving gifts from my adult children. Hallelujah. I'm not throwing shade. I'm just sending out some encouragement and hope for moms who are still receiving those bean plants and those paper flowers, those tissue flower, you know what I'm talking about. Hang in there. It gets better over time. Amen. Amen. This morning, my subject is no fruit, some fruit, more fruit. Let me say that again. No fruit, some fruit, or more fruit. It's pruning season. There's a period in the late fall when a mature orchid needs a lot of work and fruit production. The pruning process influences plant growth. Modifying the shape renews the fruit bearing and helps improve light distribution to increase the fruit quality. Most mature trees can be trimmed every 3 to 5 years, the younger trees every 2 to 3 years, but the fruit trees can be pruned every year to help produce better quality and larger fruit. Amen? Amen. Pruning is when you selectively remove branches from a tree. The goal is to remove unwanted branches, improve the tree's structure, and direct new healthy growth. It also deters pests and animal infestations. As beautiful as the tree may appear, healthy, large, full fruit producing branches are removed because some are too big, some are diseased, some are growing in the wrong direction, and some branches are just too thick, rubbing against each other. And some may have quite a few branches with dead limbs. The vine dresser follows the rules of pruning and by cutting away the dead or overgrown branches to encourage growth. Amen. The pruning process is absolutely essential. A little snip here and there will work fine, but your harvest will suffer with just some fruit production. Kind of sounds like a lukewarm Christian, but I'm going to leave that alone. Like trees, we sometimes need pruning in our spiritual life to remove the dead branches or remove areas where there is overgrowth. Pruning is such a critical process for us to become more fruitful in our walk with God. Amen? It can involve cutting off superfluous branches. We can be bearing an abundance of fruit, but our God wants us to bear more love, more patience, more faith, and a little bit more self-control. Amen? Psalms 119:71 reads, "It was good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes." Amen? We all know about the sins of King David, but he was a man after God's heart. His prayer of repentance are instructions for us who sin to repent so that we can stay connected to God and restore our relationship with him. The favor of God was on his life. His anointing didn't exempt him from being broken. He was anointed because he did everything. He was anointed before he did anything worthy before being noted. Amen. God's word is so powerful. It can remove the unwanted branches in our lives without harming us. He can safely cut around some stuff, hallelujah, without harming us. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Hallelujah. Pruning time is not a setback. It is a season when God is setting you up to become more fruitful. Amen. So my question to you this morning is, who wants a trim? It's pruning time. Hallelujah. We can easily say me. We can easily say me. Hallelujah. You know how when you ask God to draw you nearer to him in James 4 and 8, and he draws you closer to him, you tell him, I trust you with my life. I surrender all to you. I will stand on your word. I believe your promises. I will study your word, meditate, pray more, hallelujah, and learn more of you. Hallelujah. I will submit to fill your will for my life. For God I live and for God I die. But when you're in the eye of the storm, when you're in the eye of the storm, hallelujah, you are tossed, you are whipped, scraped, cut up, hallelujah, and you realize this process hurts. It hurts, hallelujah. And we try to pick ourselves up and begin to question God, why? Why me, God? Why me? Hallelujah. It's simple. He is pruning you. Hallelujah. He's cutting you. Hallelujah. Trimming you, shaping you, molding you, smoothing you out because you're in his vineyard. Amen. You're in his vineyard. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So stay connected to the vine. Amen. Amen. Carol Antrim sings a song called He's Preparing Me to remind us of what may come and to be ready. And I'm just going to quote a few of the lyrics. He's preparing me for something I cannot handle right now. He's making me ready just because he cares. He's providing me with what I need. Hallelujah. To carry out the next matter in my life. He's maturing me. He's arranging me. He's rearranging me. He's training me. He's tuning me and he's purging me. He's pruning me for everything that comes in my life. Pruning is all about growth and sharing with others. Hallelujah. Our God will sustain you. He'll protect you, defend you, and hold you up, nourish you, but we must trust him. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4:1 in the Living Bible reminds us, since Christ suffered and underwent pain, you must have the same attitude he did. Hallelujah. You must be ready to suffer too. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul prayed to endure whatever would come his way, not to remove him from it. Glory be to God. He became content in his suffering. Dedicated Christians often have to go through suffering. God uses the furnace of affliction, sickness, physical injury, difficulties of rearing children, financial problems to help develop us spiritually. We need to trust God and stop fighting and stop trying to figure it out. Hallelujah. Because it's not going to make any sense, people of God. You and I have to realize that the enemy does not have control over the shears. Hallelujah. The devil wants us so weighted down that we literally collapse from exhaustion. But we have to realize that God is in control. God is always in control. We give the enemy too much credit. Hallelujah. He can't touch us without God's permission. Amen. Psalms 55:2 tells us to cast your burdens on the Lord. He will sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Amen. Our response to spiritual pruning should be gratitude over grumbling and complaining. Being humble, submitting to God's timing, not our timing, comforting others while in our pain, and trusting God's unseen purpose for us. Amen. Stop fighting what God has ordained. Stop fighting what God has ordained. Every difficulty is not the enemy. It's the gardener. It's the gardener. Hallelujah. So will you trust him during your shaping season? Will you trust him through your pain? Will you believe that God is in control? Yes, these seasons are uncomfortable. I know them all too well, but I'm determined to trust God and stand on his word. I serve an awesome God. I said I serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. I serve an awesome God. Many times I have to pray for someone and my heart was just bleeding. Hallelujah. Or a coworker who needed to be lifted up in prayer or some encouragement. Hallelujah. As I lifted them up in prayer, hallelujah, God was lifting me up in prayer. Hallelujah. I'm learning that, y'all. I am learning that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm learning that my trials are times to trust God. Hallelujah. To use my pain. Hallelujah. To use my pain to make me more like Christ. Hallelujah. We can all praise God when things are going well, but can we praise him when things are sour? Hallelujah. There's this story of a young woman who was suffering greatly, and she confided her frustrations to an older saint. She said, if her faith was weak, hallelujah. If God loves me, she said, if God loves me as you say he does, she didn't even believe God loved her anymore. Hallelujah. Why did he make me so? The older woman replied, he's making you now, sweetie. And God's purpose is to prepare us for heaven. And James 1:2-4 tells us to count it all joy during our pruning season, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, hallelujah, lacking nothing because of the sanctification it brings, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, endured the punishment for our sins on the cross. Amen. Amen. We will suffer. Hallelujah. Before Jesus went to the cross, he gave a final sermon to his disciples in the upper room. He uses a garden as a metaphor to describe the importance of growing spiritually and drawing strength from him, the true vine. I love gardening, except for the occasional snake I encounter, those centipedes and slugs. I don't like them. 10 years later, I'm more skilled, and I believe my surviving plants trust me, hallelujah, with their plant life. The analogy of Jesus as the root of the vine, and we are the branches that grow, he gives us the nutrients to live and produce fruit. God the Father is our gardener. He waters us and protects us and cares for the vines, making sure they stay healthy and produce fruit. Amen. Jesus Christ reminds us in John 15:1-2, I am the vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. And the branch that bears fruit, he prunes. That is, that it may bear more fruit. Amen. Verse 1 is telling us that he is the true vine. Amen. There is no other vine except him. The only access to God is by the one true vine, Jesus. Amen. He knows what to take off and how much. Hallelujah. God's word is the perfect tool for molding us. His word is sharp, so it can remove the unwanted branches in our lives without harming us. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul, spirit, of joints and marrow. Amen. If we're not bearing fruit, we are out of balance. We're carrying dead weight and sin leeches are draining away our spiritual life. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Let's look at this verse from a different angle. Bearing fruit or not bearing fruit. If you are not a believer of Christ, you will be cut off. If you do not accept Jesus as Lord over your life, your branches are in danger of being thrown in the fire. If you are bearing fruit, he will prune you. All Christians are pruned by God. He cuts and removes the dead wood in our lives, our lack of faith, doubt, and fear, unforgiveness. He removes all that stuff. Even the areas where we are strong and healthy, God may be calling us to a new level. Our God wants us to be renewed, growing, and bearing much fruit. So pick up your mat and glorify God during this season. If you was here last week, you would know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. That was last Sunday's message. Our God already knows the beauty that he hopes we can become. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper. Plans to prosper you. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Hallelujah. In verse 3, we see his provisions for us. Jesus, the true vine, provides the sanctified word, meaning he makes new what was dirty. Amen. We are clean because of the word spoken to us. Jesus, the vine, is the only means by which the branches bear fruit. Hallelujah. The vine lives to give lifeblood to the branches. Amen. For there's power. Hallelujah. There's power. God's glorious power in his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 4 tells us to abide in God by embracing Jesus, who is the vine, which is our source to the power source. Amen. Pastor told us last Sunday that the only way to get to God is through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. God desires for us to spend time with him. He wants a closer, more personal and intimate relationship with you. Hallelujah. And me. Hallelujah. It keeps us rooted and grounded in his love so that nothing can separate us from the vine. And we're able to bear good fruit even during the most difficult seasons of our lives. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is always working on us to gain spiritual maturity. Hallelujah. This process hurts. Hallelujah. It hurts and it seems unbearable at times. Hallelujah. But when you think of his goodness, when you think of his goodness, when you think of his goodness, hallelujah, and all that he has done for you, hallelujah. He's brought you through. He's carried you through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't help but to praise God. Hallelujah. Because he's been good to me. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. He has been good to me. And my soul cries, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to do my best to tie this great woman of faith, Jochebed, into my message for you this morning. For those of you who are looking for a Mother's Day message. Exodus 2 and 6 says, "And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, 'This is one of the Hebrew children.'" Most of us moms, we know that our primary duties is to instill the love of God in our children. Amen. And to remind them, according to Deuteronomy 5:16, that their days can be long if they honor their parents. I also would like to recommend a good read by Dr. Kevin Beeman, Making Children Mine Without Losing Yours. It's really a good book. And I name that book Izzy, amen? That's my Izzy book. Just bear with me a few more minutes. Jochebed was baby Moses' mother. He was born during a time of turmoil. His life was in danger. Mother Jochebed, a great woman of faith, she saw that he was a goodly child. Some Bibles may say proper child. Of course, all moms think their children are special. And I'm sure the other mothers felt the same way. But the expression, fair unto God, meant something beyond beauty. Amen. This mother saw that God has something special for her child. This is where I need your amens to help me out. She was from the tribe of Levi, the religious leaders and priests of Israel. She was a woman of faith who honored the Lord. Hallelujah. In fact, she made it into the hall of fame. Hallelujah. For faith in the Hebrews 11:23. We all know the story of Moses. Hallelujah. But let's focus on his mother. Can you imagine, hallelujah, having to give up your baby so that he can live? A new king arose over Egypt, and a new policy toward the Israelites changed. The Jews went from being guests to being slaves. They continued to prosper even during this pruning season. The new king, Pharaoh, started looking at them as a threat and ordered the Hebrew midwives to kill all newborn babies, boys, to control their population. But what the king didn't realize is that the midwives feared God. They believed in God and obeyed him only, and refused to murder the infants. King Pharaoh, seeing that his order wasn't being carried out, and ordered the parents to throw their baby boys in the river. A mother gives life, and you're telling her to kill her baby. This trial of Jochebed's faith had to rely totally on God. I said it had to rely totally on God. Her faith gave her courage to hide her son for 3 months. But she didn't fall apart. I said she didn't fall apart. She had confidence and hope in her God. She knew her baby was safe in the ark. I said she knew her baby was safe in the ark, and God was watching over him. I believe she was deliberate in her prayers for ways to protect her son. And God began to tell her his plan to make her baby's ark. You see, when you trust God, hallelujah, when you trust him completely, hallelujah, when you trust God and let him direct your path, he has to bless you. Hallelujah. He has to bless you. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understandings. Try not to understand it. Seek his will, and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. Faith makes things impossible not easy. Faith makes things possible, not easy. Amen. She placed her baby inside the ark. And her oldest daughter was close by as it drifted down the Nile. Joshua 1:9 tells us to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to myself. Hallelujah. I said I'm preaching to myself. Hallelujah. Because this season that I am in, hallelujah, requires me to be totally, I said totally dependent on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's uncomfortable. Hallelujah. But I purpose in my heart. Hallelujah. I purpose in my heart that I am going to stand. Hallelujah. Sit. Hallelujah. Cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until my God is through with me. Hallelujah. So please, I'm asking you to be patient with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our life is not our own. We belong to God. Hallelujah. We belong to God. Hallelujah. 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 Moses' mother's faith was unmovable. Hallelujah. Even during her pruning season. Hallelujah. She believed God would save her son, and God honored her faith. Hallelujah. Nothing was ever mentioned of her doubting God. Hallelujah. She was able to nurse her son. Hallelujah. Pray over him. Hallelujah. And teach him about God. Hallelujah. She gracefully surrendered. Hallelujah. To God's pruning season. Hallelujah. God had already started working on the princess' heart. Hallelujah. Princess' heart. Hallelujah. Because when the baby cried, hallelujah. I said, when the baby cried, hallelujah, she had compassion on him. Hallelujah. The princess saw something in baby Moses. She saw something in baby Moses' face. Hallelujah. Just as Jochebed, his mother, saw that he was a beautiful child. Hallelujah. A mother's heart melts at the sound of her child's cry. My mom tenderly embraced me about a week ago as she heard me having a meltdown in my bathroom. Hallelujah. I'm never too grown, never too grown to cry in my mother's bosom. Mothers are natural nurturers. Hallelujah. 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 The vine dresser, God, carefully positioned his sister, Miriam, close by. She offered the princess services, and King Pharaoh's daughter told the girl to go get a woman to nurse the baby. And the girl ran, she ran, she ran, she ran, and guess where she went? Hallelujah. She ran to get her mother. Hallelujah. Baby Moses' mother. Hallelujah. Look at God. Hallelujah. Look at God. He was in control all along. He was in control all along. Hallelujah. The princess gave Jochebed her son to nurse and paid her to take care of him. We call that provision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She was able to raise him during his primary years. Hallelujah. Teaching him about God of Abraham, God of Isaac and Jacob. Hallelujah. This mother's prayers were answered. Hallelujah. She had to let go of her son so that he could live. Hallelujah. A mother's love will never change. Hallelujah. Our purpose is to love, protect, support, and care for our children. Hallelujah. But we have to learn to let go. Hallelujah. Even if it means they're making the wrong choices. Hallelujah. We place them in God's hands. Hallelujah. Amen. We place them in his hands. Hallelujah. Jochebed, the mother of Moses, did not give up on baby Jesus, baby Moses. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. She did not give up on her baby. Hallelujah. She did not give up on her baby. And we should not give up. Hallelujah. During our trials, Hallelujah. We just have to stand firm on God's word. It's all here. Hallelujah. Everything that we need is here. Hallelujah. Yes, it hurts. Hallelujah. When we're going through. Hallelujah. And sometimes we can't even see if we're going to make it through the next day. Hallelujah. But everything that we need is in here. Hallelujah. If we could just trust it. Hallelujah. And stand on it. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes it's so hard. Hallelujah. But God will never fail us. Hallelujah. Taylor family, only the fruitful branches are pruned. Don't look at your losses as failure, but look forward to much fruit coming in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 I thank God this morning. Hallelujah. 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 My soul is happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God has been good to me. Hallelujah. 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 I thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we journey through this life, our faith will be tested. And we may feel like just giving up. But Jesus said, come unto me, all who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Hallelujah. You can tell God that you're tired of carrying the heavy load. He's there. You can just lay it at his feet. Just lay it at his feet. He knows we can't carry it. But we try. Hallelujah. We try in our own strength. But we can't. We can't do it in our own strength. Only God can carry our burden. That burden that's wearing you down daily. Give it to God. Hallelujah. Let go. Let it go. He loves you just as you are. Let him do the fixing up. We can't do it. And let him come into your heart today. We serve an awesome God, y'all. We serve an awesome God. No matter where you are, he's ready. Arms open wide, waiting for you. Waiting for you. He waited for me. He still waits for me for some things. Hallelujah. But I thank him for his grace and his mercy over my life. Thank you, Jesus. If you would like to receive Christ today, please repeat after me. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I am trusting in Jesus Christ, my Savior. I believe that his shed blood, death and resurrection provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving and forgiving me from my sins today. Amen. You can visit our website at taylortabernacle.com or go to our contact us page and check the box, I'm interested in becoming a Christian. Leave a short message along with your contact information and someone from our staff will be in contact with you to discuss the next steps to this beautiful Christian Jeremy. Amen. Give him some praise, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah.
My. What a word. What a word. It is pruning time. Yes, it is. It is pruning time. Whew, thank you so much, Sister Lillian, for that word. A timely word. God is always on time. Now I would like to say to good morning again to the Teller Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, we will give through one of three ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through the website, through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order. Please do not send cash. And you will send that to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. And for those of us that's in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp. One is for your tithes and the other for your offerings. And one for the preacher, the speaker of the hour. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. And now for the announcements. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us for the reopening of the church. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live, so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. In response to the City of Philadelphia's most recent restrictions on religious services, we are now limited to 16 people in the sanctuary and 20 people in our third floor overflow area. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has had COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay home. Additionally, the church van service is suspended until further notice. Please keep this in mind so that you can plan your transportation accordingly. Pastor Ford is asking for your help in reopening the Tithe Center. He is asking that you give $100 or more this month to Turning the Tide. You can give online at www.turningthetide.com/donate and click on the yellow donate button, or you can mail your check or money order to Turning the Tide, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. For those attending Sunday services, you can place your check, money order, or cash in an offering envelope, and note that it is for Turning the Tide. The pastor, staff, and volunteers of Turning the Tide thank you for your continued support of our Community Technology Center. For the month of May, we will move our Friday night prayer and Bible study to Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. in partnership with our New Jersey-based Bible study group. The Google link is https://meet.google.com/quack-rugb-pnm. Pastor Ford will be teaching on the characteristics of genuine saving faith. Thursday, May 13th, gun violence is at an all-high time in Philadelphia and nationwide. Its devastating effects touch many lives across generations and some of our neighboring communities. The staggering statistics make the call to action more urgent than ever. Please join us for this important virtual event concerning local gun violence prevention initiatives in our city on Thursday, May 13th at 7:30 p.m. You can email Jill Etchler at jillandmark2@gmail.com to receive the link for the program. Both Pastor Ford and Brother Tyrone Davis will be participating in the panel discussion. May 16th, we will welcome our newest members to our church. Now, I will turn it over to Deaconess Lillian Jones for our benediction.
Amen. I'm going to ask my mom to come up. Come on up, mommy. Isn't she beautiful, y'all? This is my mama. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for her. She is my other rock. Hallelujah. She keeps me grounded. Hallelujah. I love her more. I'm not going to say more than life. People say that. I just love her. Hallelujah. I love her. Hallelujah. And she knows that. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to, I ask that you stand. We're going to close. I'm going to give you the benediction. Hallelujah. Amen. All minds clear. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and for your unconditional love for us. Give us peace in the midst of our storms. And forgive us when we fall short. Thank you for having mercy on us. Help us to stand in faith and surrender to your pruning process so that we can bear fruit for your glory. As we leave this place, walk with us and protect us from the unknown dangers. Bless the pastor, our pastor, Lord, our first lady and their children. Cover them, Lord, with your precious blood. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Love on your mothers today, y'all. Show them love. Hallelujah.